Hi, this is Dr. Jabbour, and I'm dictating a progress note on patient by initials name is John, J-O-H-N, Colander, C-O-L-A-N-D-E-R. His date of birth is 11-26-1946. Date of evaluation is January 23rd, 2013. Last time I saw Mr. Colander on 8-10-23-2012, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he's about the same. He's been staying home, he's not going anywhere. He reported that his doctor has increased his neurontin because his neuropathy has getting worse. He's been trying to control his diabetes. He's also was put on the Lisinopril, not because he has a blood pressure, because they want to protect his kidney from the effect of the diabetes. He also reported that he's been sleeping okay. He's tried to avoid any memory of Vietnam, like he doesn't watch any movies or does not interact with people who might remind him of that. Mental status examination, he appears to be anxious, constricted affect, no psychosis, no delusions, no suicidalization or homicidalization. Treatment plan. At this point, we're going to continue the same medication, which is Trazodone 100 mg daily, Citalopram 40 mg daily, and also Cialis 20 mg, 1 hour prior sexual activity as needed. Next patient is a Roosevelt Best, is a R-O-O-S-E-V-E-L-T. His last name is Best, B-E-S-T, and he's a junior. Date of birth is 11-18-53. Date of evaluation is a January 23, 2013. This is a 59-year-old male who I have seen for initial psychiatric assessment on a 12-22-2012. And I have diagnosed him with a post-traumatic stress disorder, major depressive disorder related to his medical condition, which is tinnitus. Patient has a long history of tinnitus, knee pain, shoulder pain, hypertension, and GERD. I have started him on Trazodone 50 mg QHS, Zoloft 50 mg daily. Patient came today for follow-up examination, and he reported that he's been benefiting from the Trazodone for sleep. He did not notice much difference in his symptoms of a depression or an anxiety until recently, where he started to notice that he's a little bit more relaxed lately. Otherwise, he denied any side effect of the medication. He also reported that not much has changed with him since the last time he saw me. On a mental status examination, he continued to have constricted and dull affect, no psychosis, no delusions. And the plan at this point is to continue the same medication, which is Zoloft 50 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg POQHS, and give the medication more time to work. Next patient is a Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Ames, A-M-E-S. His date of birth is 3-8-1944. Date of evaluation is a January 23rd, 2013. Last time I saw the patient on 8-10-17-2012, he came today for follow-up examination. He reported that he did not buy the Zyprexa because he was told this is expensive and they have a generic form of it, even though I have written for the generic form. But the patient cannot afford it, and it seems that the VA did not give it to him. So he's been without it. Patient reported that he's continued to have a problem with alcohol, where he's drinking daily. I talked to him about detoxification. He said that he was detoxed many times. He reported that he doesn't feel to be detoxed again. Patient is very frustrated with his situation, but he reported that he's going to work something out and try to get back on his feet. He denied any auditory or visual hallucination, denied any suicidalization or homicidalization. There's no evidence of any psychosis or delusions. Meanwhile, encouraged the patient to comply on cutting his alcohol consumption. And I will restart the olanzapine 20 mg daily and visceral 50 mg POVID. Thank you.